This episode is dealing with weight. What weight? Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 say, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write division and make it plain upon tablets, and he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for a appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, what? Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And also, we know that how in the book of Acts, when Jesus Christ told the disciples, you must wait in Jerusalem. Now, it's a lot of time people think tarrying means hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And a lot of people start spitting on the ground, they start vomiting, and they start doing all the things. And guess what? They miss the Holy Ghost, and cause they start saying, L-l-l-l-l. They say, I got the Holy Ghost. But listen, my friend, the Holy Ghost is not that. Because when Jesus Christ told them, he say to them in Acts, the chapter 1, he say, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the world. But Jesus Christ wants them to wait. So waiting is not hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's not. Waiting is learning to waver the storm, winning the storm. And the A is find your anchor in God. And the I is inspiration, instruction, and information, and inquiring. And when you W-A-I-T, you get time. 1 year, one day with the Lord is 1,000, and 1,000 is one day. So this series right here is on wait. And a lot of people don't like to wait. But guess what? We wait for everything else. We wait when we go to the bathroom. We wait for our check. We wait for the light to turn green. We wait in line at the supermarket, even though it say express line, and people still gotta wait. We gotta wait in line in the bank. But when it comes to God, when it comes to the rapture, when it comes to waiting to get married, we just want to wait. We want to do things our way. And guess what? When we do things our way, we end up, listen, for a young girl that don't want to wait to get married, she end up having a baby by a deadbeat. And the guy she dating, amen, she just like a Delilah syndrome. Because anytime you're not married, you either go to the court or you go to the government. Why? Because you didn't wait. See, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We are learning to wait. Listen, if the guy, a lot of times guys fool these young girls. They fool them with the cars. They fool them with the clothes. They fool them with the cash, which is their parents' cash. They fool them with a credit card. It's just those credit card they have is not even a credit card. It's a debit card. And they say, I got the card. They can't afford you a meal at McDonald's. They say I pay last time. We live in a day where people don't like to wait. But guess what? When you go to the bathroom, you got to wait. You can't rush it. You just gotta sit there until it comes. So just like life, If you don't wait, you gonna make a waste. Well, I say, if you don't wait, you gonna be wicked. If you don't wait, you gonna be weird. And if you don't wait, you gonna fall so into war with your flesh, and it become a mess. You know why? Because you don't know the great test in the heavenly best, and his name is Jesus Christ. So this series that I'm dealing with is learning how to wait. If you are a virgin, don't follow the crowd, follow Christ. Wait until Mr. Right. Who is Mr. Right? Mr. Right is a woman or a guy that really love you. He just don't want to have sex with you. He respect you, and he gonna wait. That's Mr. Right. But Mr. Wrong is he want it now. And guess what? As soon as you get it now, he not gonna be with you. So the best thing to do is learn how to wait. Because when you wait, you win. When you wait, you see.
One day with the Lord is a thousand as one day. So learn to wait. So this. You wait. You end up having sex and not be married. You end up having the wrong job. You end up live in the wrong house. You end up, my friend, in places that you shouldn't be. So what happened when you can't wait? You miss the rapture because you decide not to trust in God, but trust in your riches, trust in your degrees, trust in your family inheritance, and you end up not trusting in. Look at Moses. Moses said he'd rather suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the riches of Egypt. So it's time to learn to wait on God. Don't be overweight. That means don't be anxious for something that you're trying to solve, but let God solve it. Many young girls, they become overweight. What happened? They end up getting pregnant, end up getting STD. But when you learn to wait on God, see, overweight means you're trying to do it yourself. You're trying to find a man on your own. But the Bible says, glory to God, a man that find a wife, find a good thing, and a favor of the Lord. Woman had got no business waiting, hallelujah, or looking for a man. Woman got no business proposing to a man. Hey, glory to God, that's being overweight. But we learn to wait on God. God will give you the right job. God will give you the right husband. God will give you the right wife. God will give you the right house. God will give you the right job that you can be successful in life. Wait. We don't, but guess what? We have no choice to wait. We wait on the bathroom. We wait when we go to the bathroom. We wait at a stop sign. We wait for our check. We wait for the bus. We wait to be served at a restaurant. We wait in the bank. Hey, glory to God. But when it comes to life, when it comes to, hey, glory to God, having a wife, or whether they have a husband, we can't wait. We can't wait until the Lord changes our situation. We rather do it ourselves, but we wait, hallelujah, for other things. But when it comes to life, we don't wait. My message is why people don't love to wait. And when you don't love to wait, you become overweight and then end up in a lake of fire. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That shall mount as wing as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. David said, I wait on the Lord and he heard me. Hey, glory to God. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to wait, because when you wait, you're going to be raptured. When you wait, you're going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Been faithful a few things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Those that can't wait, they miss the rapture. Those that, glory to God, can't wait, they end up in a lake of fire. Those that can't wait, even to this day, they're still not married. But when you learn to wait, it's a blessing to you.